Hey guys, you're listening to an episode that is a part of a series of episodes that is all about surviving in corporate America. The intention is that each episode builds into the next. So if this isn't part one and you haven't started at the beginning with part one, then I highly encourage you to go back and start from part one. Now, let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. So if this is your first episode, I need you to stop. I need you to go to the last episode because this is actually part two in a series of episodes that I'm doing about surviving corporate America. This is your tactical survival guide. And today in this episode, we are going to be talking about your survival guide for a undermining coworker. Okay. So last week we talked about the general tools you need and the foundation for the rest of the episodes in this series. And so if you haven't listened to that, go back, listen to that, get all your ducks in a row, and then come and listen to this episode. So, you know that coworker that smiles in your face and acts like everything is cool, but real talk, that motherfucker don't like you. In fact, they think they should have your job, or they think they can do your job, and they try at every opportunity to sabotage you. Yeah, that motherfucker. That's who we talking about today. Because let me tell you something, ladies. You do not have to sit there and suffer in silence. You don't have to think, am I crazy? You're not crazy, girl. This motherfucker is coming for you. It is facts. You're not crazy. You have one too many examples, okay, of this fool coming for you. Now, the saddest thing is this fool could come in all kinds of different colors and genders. It doesn't matter because at the crux of it, whether they're racist or not, at the crux of it is that person's insecurity. And so today we're going to talk about how to think through navigating this particular person, especially if you have an okay boss and you like the company you work for. Right? So that's the caveat on this one. You have a good boss or a decent boss, right? You can work with your boss because all bosses aren't perfect, right? Bosses are people and people are human and humans fail. They have failures. They're imperfect, right? So what I want to get into today is the tactical things you need to do in order to stop this person's behavior so that you can focus on doing the wonderful work that all of your Black girl magic will allow you to do. Okay? So now, the first thing you need to do is strategize. And in that strategy, there are a couple of things that you need to think about before you figure out your action plan. So first, you need to understand the situation. So you need to understand the type of undermining that's happening and make it clear and plain. And then we need to think about why is this person trying to undermine your work? Okay. So a couple of things to think about. You got to understand situationally, where is this person in the organization related to you? This is where the org chart becomes also important because you need to understand not just your reporting structure, but this person's reporting structure as well. And I'm going to go ahead and say he for this person. I'm going to use that pronoun, but understand that's just a placeholder pronoun. And like I said before, any bitches that act like this, no matter what their gender, are bitches and they need to be dealt with. So just want to throw that out there. No discrimination on these bitches. Okay. So once you understand the power dynamic based on the org chart, that will dictate how you move. So for example, let's say this person is a peer, right? Somebody that's either on your team or is in your cross-functional world that you have to work with this person pretty regularly. It is imperative that you understand that person's talk track in the organization, how long they've been with the organization, and what clout they have in the organization. You have to understand this as your peer before you start your strikes against him to figure out how to get him to change his behavior, right? If this person is your peer, this makes this a little bit easier. And it also allows you to gather information around how he treats other people in your sphere, your other coworkers. If there's a pattern of behavior there, that's what you want to find out. So you want to figure out, is he just treating you this way? Or is he being an asshole to multiple people? Look for the patterns in the assholeness. So what you'll see a lot is there'll be a guy. It's typically a guy that does this type of stuff where he will be assholes to women that are at his like peer level. And it's very sad to see. This person typically is able to manage up pretty well. But the saddest part is that he goes around destroying relationships across the board, across his peer level, which in the long run will prevent him from actually getting good work done, but he don't know that yet. And so you can be petty Betty, or you can actually try to fix the situation. I think what's most painful is when this guy is like a black guy, because it's like, dude, really? Like, you just gonna be skin folk? You not gonna be kin folk? Ugh, it's so fucking annoying. But listen, you gotta take care of you first. So if you have to, destroy this nigga. Real talk. Because he shouldn't be fucking with your coins. Now, with the situation of a peer, you want to understand, how is this person managing up? Do they have political clout? What's the talk track about them, right? You want to document. You want to document early, often, and make sure you send that documentation to your personal email every time. Now, the question is, after you evaluated the situation and you say, okay, this is a pattern, this is a peer, let's say this person hasn't been with the company long, and let's say they're just bringing their whack behavior to this organization. And even if you haven't been at the company long, like less than a year, you still have every right to confront this person about their behavior. So what I would do, if this is a peer, they have a pattern of behavior, so they're treating you and other cross-functional team members like shit, I would give them two times where I would give them what I call real-time feedback. And real-time feedback is, let's say you're in a meeting and your coworker says something sideways or they cut you off. Again, undermining behavior, right? So they're preventing you from doing your work by giving cross-functionals misinformation. They're making up things. Yeah, I know, right? This happens. It does. It happens, right? People are crazy. They're like undermining your roles and responsibilities. They're clearly being disrespectful to you. And other people are actually noticing this. So You pull them to the side real time after they've done something and you say, hey, what is this behavior about? What is actually going on here? Now, understand, these are usually snake motherfuckers. So what you need to do is listen and then tell them, okay, here's the solution going forward. In these type of situations, this is the protocol. This is what needs to be done. Your behavior is unacceptable, and use that word, unacceptable, is a great word. It's for some reason, humans react to it very well. This behavior is unacceptable, and our mutual respect and expectation going forward should be this. So you just boss up, and then you document the conversation. So you send him a recap email saying, hey, nigga. Okay, don't say that, but you know what I mean. Hey, person's name. I just want to recap what we discussed a few minutes ago. Context. In this meeting, this thing happened. After the meeting, I had a direct conversation with you where I pulled you aside and I said these things. We agreed upon XYZ. Now, what you want to do by sending this recap email is two things. One, put him on notice that you're not the one to be fucked with, that you will document all this shit. Don't fuck with you. That's what that recap email says, number one. And number two, this puts everything in writing. So if he continues this behavior, you just keep building from this email chain. And it just gets longer and longer, right? So once you do that, one of two things will happen. Either he'll realize you're not the one to be fucked with and he'll straighten up and fly right, or he'll double down on his stupidity and keep trying it. Oh, bitch, let's talk about if he keeps trying it. Now, you have this email and then he sends some crazy email back to you because that means I'm gonna keep trying it. The response really should be, hey, totally got it. My apologies. It should be real above board for his own sake. But no, some niggas is stupid. So I guarantee you, this person, if they gonna dig their heels in, they gonna write something real stupid and snarky back. Don't respond to that. Make a note. Keep it in your files. Okay? Unless he asks a specific question that you need to respond to, if he just says snarky things back, don't respond. Keep his response and your email recap in your files. Okay? Now, you should only do this twice. If you confront him in real time, sending recaps twice, and his behavior still doesn't change, on that third time, sis, it's time to escalate. It's time to take it to the boss. Now, caveat, this is if your boss is a good boss. Now, if your boss is not a good boss, you definitely want to tune in to the next episode because that's where we're going to address that. But here, let's just say you have a good boss. So if you have a good boss, what you want to do is go to your boss, remain solution oriented, but bring your documentation. Set up separate time. Not during your one-on-one. That's your time to talk about your work projects and your career. Not during a team meeting. It should be one-on-one with your boss. You need to set up a separate 30 minutes. It should be in a conference room if you are back in the office, if you're listening to this. Mind you, I'm recording this during the Rona. So it should be on a private conference video chat. Hopefully both you and your manager are confident about turning your cameras on because you need to look your manager in the face when you have this conversation, right? Okay, so here's the conversation with your manager. Hey manager, I just wanted to get your help on a situation that I have tried to solve myself. So step one, you want to make sure that you let your manager know that you have tried to solve this yourself first. And that the only reason why I'm coming to you today is because it hasn't worked and I need your expertise. Okay. So you want to establish that you have bossed up, but you need some extra support, which what managers should do, right? Okay. So the thing is, you need to bring a solution to your manager. So you explain the situation where you say the words, this coworker is undermining my work. Here is how they've done that. Here is where I addressed them and I asked them to stop the behavior. And here's where they kept going. So at this point, I have done everything I know to do in my skill set to solve and remedy and mitigate the situation. I don't want to take this to HR. I would like to solve this amongst us as a family, a work family. So can you help me strategize on maybe some other things to talk to this person about before you go talk to them? I'm still wanting to do this work. When you put the onus on you, if your boss is not trash, your boss will be like, oh, wait, no, we can't have this. This is unacceptable. Aha, yes. So you want your boss to draw the conclusion on their own. So you don't want to just throw things at them and say, fix it. You want to say, hey, here's all the things that I've done and I need to get your POV. Here's what I'm possibly thinking for next steps. So it may be if the person's on your actual team, it may be a role sort, it may be something where your boss maybe sits and talks with this person, or maybe there's like a team building exercise you all can do where this person can see you in a different light and not, you know, so much as some kind of adversary. We got to get to the crux of this person's insecurity and why they don't respect you, right? So in doing that with your boss, so your solution problem solving with your boss, you're not putting all the onus on them. They will actually, if they're a good boss, be like, nope, I got this. And they're going to do what they do. Now, understand before you take this to your boss, please understand how is your boss going to react? Like, think about your boss. Is your boss a volatile boss? Is your boss a thoughtful boss? Like, you got a plan for that because you don't want this sucking a lot of your energy because you got objectives to hit and you know what your objectives are. And so you got to stay focused. You cannot allow this to take up so much of your mental energy that you're not getting your work done and you're not circumventing how this person is undermining your work. Now, let's say this person is in a level or position higher than yours, right? Not your boss, but somebody you have to work with, but they're higher in the organization. Well, that's a little bit more tricky. Again, though, you start with the situation. Is this person, they've been with the company a long time? What's the talk track on the person? Do they have a general good perception about them? Or do people generally know that this person is an asshole? Now, the cool thing is, a lot of times, if this person is mistreating you, they're mistreating other people. So what you need to do is evaluate, can you get around this person and still get your stuff done without having to bring your boss into it? Is this person committing microaggressions against you that are stopping you from getting your work done? Is this something you can temporarily get through and you're probably going to move off or that person is going to move off? Sometimes what I'm saying is sometimes it's better for you to kind of bide your time when it comes to somebody who's more senior acting a donkey than try to fight. You got to weigh that out. And only you can really weigh that out, right? But let's say that there's no light at the end of the tunnel and this person's behavior needs to be corrected. This is where, assuming you have a decent boss, you've got to get with your boss, explain the situation, what's happening. And you really need to say, here is what I'm thinking may be a solution. And that could be, you know, moving you off the project where you don't have to work with that person. It could be maybe having somebody else join you and work together with the project to help buffer you against that person. there's several different ways that you can distance yourself in an organization as large as these corporations from that person. And so that's the tactic that you need to deploy. Because again, number one, you have to protect your coins, right? And sometimes people have too much clout, too good of a talk track, and you just won't be able to beat it. And so in that place, you got to retreat and get down in the bunker, and you got to figure out what weapons you can throw out to protect yourself. And I know that sucks and it feels a little bit helpless, but this is just temporary until you figure out, one, either getting to another team or group where you don't ever have to see that person, or two, leaving the organization. And it's okay to leave an organization if the organization is allowing somebody to be so toxic to you that you can't get your work done and you can't bring your best self to work. Like, you don't have to take anyone's abuse. Now, I will say, in real-time feedback with somebody who's higher level, sometimes when you confront these types of people, then respect you. So after talking with your boss, if your boss thinks it would be a good idea for you to schedule time and have a conversation with this person, then do that. But you need to have the support of your boss. You need to have that backup. If this is somebody where your boss is even intimidated, or your boss doesn't stand up to them and they treat your boss bad, sorry, sis, again, retreat, bunker. There's not much you can do about this person who is toxic and causing all this strife in the organization. Mostly all you can do is prepare to get out, because I'll tell you one thing, going to HR won't help you at all. Because if that person's been there a long time and this is how they operate and act, and even if it's only with certain people, there are some leaders who talk to women extra crazy. Like, they talk to everybody crazy, but then they talk to women extra crazy. And the organization knows this and doesn't do anything about it. You complaining to HR about it is only going to label you as the problem. And then you'll swiftly be escorted out of that organization. Before you know it, it'll be a whole 180. You could have been a high performer. You went to HR, complained about this person. You out the organization, and that fool's still there with his whole career being an asshole bitch to people. And where you at? Somewhere else. So you gotta know when to hold them. You gotta know when to fold them. When it's a coworker that's undermining you and they're in a higher position than you in the organization. I know that's painful, right? We should be able to have our humanity. We should be able to be treated decently. But there's so many assholes out there, and there's so many assholes for so many different reasons. And a lot of times it has nothing to do with us. It actually is an insecurity. Assholes are just insecure little bitches. That's what they are. And so you've got to use your discernment and your instincts to figure out how much great talk track you have, how much can you plan based on where you sit in the organization, how much leeway do you have to speak frankly and honestly, and how much retaliation are you going to get back? And you have to be able to discern those things. And those things are really gut intuition that you have to lean into. And you have it, right? You just have to get still and think through these situations. And your gut will tell you the right things to do and the right things to say. You have to trust yourself. The other thing, before I let you guys out of here for this episode, get the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. That book has great language that you can use in positioning your thoughts and these conversations that make you come out on top, that make you shine, that make you look very thoughtful and strategic and collaborative and just, you know, the bee's knees. So get the right language together, get your plan of attack together. And it's okay if that plan of attack includes retreating into the bunker until you can figure it out. Don't be afraid to utilize your boss if you have a good boss. Now, if you have a bad boss, if you have a bad boss, tune in to the next episode where we're going to talk about how you survive a bad boss. I'll see you guys next week. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.